We certainly hadn't played as well as what we had played in previous weeks, for sure. But it was important for us to try and get back to backs for the first time this season, and that's been achieved. So that was really good. And then also to get a win on the road again, it was something that we spoke about in the week, and we're delighted that we've been able to transfer our home form onto the road.
Just how important is it, Gary, for a football manager to be able to look at his squad and think, yeah, I've got that same squad available that's on a good run. I've got that same 11 available. And if I need them, if I see fit, I'm going to pick them again.
Especially when you're a new group together. And, you know, we spoke before, me and you, and we were talking about that consistency. And when you're having to make two or three changes every week, it does, you know, add a bearing to the game. But we're delighted at the moment that we have got a consistency in team selection. But at the same time, we're also delighted with the players that we have available to us that currently can't get in the squad or can't get on in the team. And, you know, that's a credit to everybody and how hard everybody's working that, you know, we want more players competing for competition, and it's good.
If you weren't winning, would the door be a bit busier with the out of the team players knocking on it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's always been the case with players. Whenever they are out of the team, if the team's not winning, they see it as an opportunity to state a case for why they're not playing. And I think that'll long continue.
Heard from Tom Aldred after the game, who tells us that he needs to weigh in with more goals. First of the season, first since March. But on a positive side of it, you've had Meller on the score sheet, you've had Taylor on the score sheet, now Tom's off the mark. Your defenders are weighing in, aren't they?
We want more from them, to be fair. I think that's you know, like you say, that's his first of the season, and in 17 games, we want a few more from him. And same with Taylor, and Calvin's been the leading light for us at the moment in that sense from that department. But no, whoever contributes is welcome for us, you know, because we can't just rely on the front men all the time.
And you have been getting the set pieces right in recent times, haven't you, as well? It's really making chances from corners, free kicks.
I think we've got excellent delivery. You know, we've got Jack Payne, who's got great delivery from set plays as well as his long throw. And, you know, we've got Danny Pugh. Tails can deliver a great ball and score a free kick, as we saw against Cambridge here. So, you know, I'm happy with the different variety that we've got from our set plays.
Little visit now to Mansfield. Certainly not the length of journey you've had over the weekend, but a game against a team managed by Steve Evans. He got off to a good start the weekend. What sort of game are you expecting?
Whatever you play in this league, it's always a tough challenge, and anybody can beat anyone. So we're prepared properly today. We've recovered well, and we're really looking forward to going there in the form that we're in. And, you know, we've got to continue to play with that intensity that we've played in. We weren't as fluid as what we have been on Saturday, but our shape and organisation was fantastic off the ball. And we'll be looking to repeat that.
You faced him a couple of times, haven't you? At Rotherham and at Leeds United in your time with Blackburn Rovers. And you've sort of won and lost, haven't you, against each other?
Can't exactly remember how many times we played each other, but yeah, we came across him. I think the last time we managed to be successful there, that was in the week that we went unbeaten for three games and I got the sack, so I'm not so sure I want to see him again.